Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. May steals second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Veerall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerall is 0 for 1 in the game. Veerall takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tiant moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 2 in the game. Suarez bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Dan Osinski now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Zoilo Virals now playing third base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Ward moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to third for the out. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Hermann moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Noop moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Stan Williams now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Noop tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw is walked intentionally. Bradford moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bradford moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton now playing third base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 2 in the game. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to second. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Horacio Pena now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bradford is walked intentionally. Herman moves to second. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts in front of the plate. Suarez scoops up the ball and tags Wood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Horacio Pena. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Larry Brown. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.